The Covers with Henry McKean.
And you're very welcome back to the programme. Remember, I'm on Twitter. It's just at Henry McKean. Since the news of the death of Savita Halappanova last week, it's still dominating international headlines. They've been global protests from New York to Hong Kong and at home in Ireland. Last Saturday, 20,000 people came out onto the streets of Dublin, and there were large protests across Ireland also. On Wednesday as well, there was 2,000 people in Dublin coming out. Why is it that some issues capture the public mood more than others, mobilising large numbers, and many were protesting for the first time? And there's also additional reporting here from Naomi Lenehan.
I'm here to defend a woman's right to life, to health care. It could have been me, it could be anybody. Gandhi would have been proud, you know, if such a march happened in India. Many marches in India also 20 years back from college, from university. Tonight I am so happy to see. It's very peaceful, and I can say that Gandhi would be very proud of this day.
Debate over legalizing abortion has flared up in Catholic Ireland following the death of a pregnant Indian lady in a government hospital. Savita Halappanavar.
With the death of Savita, it's reignited the abortion debate in Ireland and around the world.
I'm Siobhan O'Connell, and I'm from Business Plus magazine.
Siobhan, you keep an eye out on international media and trends. When it comes to Savita, the international media attention is absolutely huge. There hasn't been this kind of focus on an Irish story in a number of years.
No, the coverage is relentless. It's across the globe, from Australia to Brazil, to the United States of America, right across the British media, and of course it's getting huge coverage in India also. Huffington Post US edition, how many more women like Savita Halappanavar should we tolerate? BBC News Europe, The Guardian, they have really gone to town on it, for want of a better phrase, since they started. The Australian, again, a very striking picture of the hundreds and hundreds of people who were marching last Saturday evening with torchlights. And the headline is, Savita Halappanavar's death sparks attack on Irish abortion laws. The Los Angeles Times, an image of Savita, who just looks so beautiful and so young and so lovely, and her picture has been held by a lady holding a candle. So you can see how the story has moved on. Initially, international coverage was focusing on the fact that this young woman had died. It's progressed now to speaking and to bringing the issue on to our abortion laws.
I'm just here on Merrion Square, beside the National Gallery of Ireland, in the shadow of government buildings. And there must be a crowd of thousands, all different backgrounds, all different age groups.
I'm here because I'm a mother and a grandmother, and I just do not want to see anybody else in this situation dying in those circumstances. It's a disgrace and a shame on this country, and something has to be done about it. The whole world has looked at what has happened and are shocked.
I just felt that if I didn't come out and walk today, that I just couldn't forgive myself.
Are you the sort of usual person that would come out to protest?
No, I don't go to marches, I don't march, I don't protest.
This is how we treat women in Ireland, this is how we treat our own. This could be any one of our relatives, this could be your sister, this could be your wife, your girlfriend. That this is how, we, on a society basis, we treat them. And I felt offended and ashamed and wanted to voice my protest.
My name is Gautam Appa. I'm a retired professor from London School of Economics. My wife and I have been involved in giving home to Irish girls who come for abortion to London.
My name is Anne Rossiter, and basically the work we do is to put women up to help them organise their trip to England for an abortion, and we try to find them money. I have had a backstreet abortion when I was 19 in London. And I nearly died. I nearly died of septicemia, and generally my innards were in a very pretty awful state. So I don't want any woman, Irish or otherwise, ever have to go through a backstreet abortion. If women are going to have abortions, which they do across the world and across time, then they should be safe and legal.
I'm against abortion because I believe it's taking life. It's impossible for it to be restricted, and even if it is restricted, it's a baby's life is at stake. And regardless of the circumstance of conception, I believe it's always wrong. It's against the fifth commandment, and there are no winners, because the baby is killed, and the mother is very often very disturbed for many years of her life, you know. And I feel sad because I feel this is being used, this is being hijacked in order to bring in abortion. I think that's very unfair, and I think the lady herself, Stavita, she wouldn't want this now. With God, she's with the Lord, please God. I've always been against it, you know. I'm also a nurse and a midwife, and I've always been against abortion.
You're holding up a candle for Savita, and you're trying to keep it lit on this cold, cold night. You're doing a good job. Are you the type that would normally come out?
No, pretty angry about what's going on.
My name's John Molyneux. I first supported this issue in England way back in 1969 when the women's movement first started, and it was one of their main issues. So I've been supporting the issue for 40 years.
I think there's always much more support for a woman's right to choose in any society, in America, in England, here, than often is surfaces in the media or in the political discussion, because of course there's a certain taboo about talking about it and so on. But I think there's always a kind of a much stronger support for it than you would imagine from listening to the debates in Parliament or at the top of society, because it does touch so many people in their personal lives. In reality, there's always a lot of sympathy for that position. And then I think something like this happens with this tragic death, and that gives people the impetus then to come out and say what they really felt in their hearts all along.
I think it's very close to their hearts, basically, and it's a human rights issue.
I'm Ravinder Singh O'Broy. I'm an Irish citizen living here for the last 16 years, originally from India. Yes, I am from an Indian origin as well, but it's not because I'm an Indian. I'm a human being, first of all, and it's a sad day for the Irish government, who are trying to hide behind religious beliefs.
I'm Jodie Farrell, 16 years of age. I'm from Dublin.
You're just 16 years of age.
Yeah.
And there's lots of teenagers out here protesting.
Yeah, because I feel it's the way forward in Ireland, and that if we're the younger generation, this affects us more so, because it's our lives that are going to be affected in the future.
Maybe that is one of the reasons why this story has captured the imagination in the way it has, because she was such a young, beautiful woman with her whole life ahead of her, and she walked into a hospital and she came out in a coffin, and, you know, it's a story that is just not going to go away.
Margaret Brown's my name.
Are you surprised with the large crowd that showed up?
No, I am not surprised at all, and particularly the turnout of young people that are here, which is absolutely amazing.
The child would die, or the child is dead, and they still will not be given the proper medical procedures and how it is horrific and appalling that women can be put through that.
It's my room, I'll have it my way.
I've just been so shocked by this, and embarrassed to be Irish. I'm really so mortified.
I feel shame for myself that I haven't done it over many years, that I haven't made more of an effort over many years to get this appalling legislation, this appalling situation that puts Irish women and, well, women in Ireland at risk through the cowardice of the politicians, but also people like me who've for many years not maybe made a sufficiently strong effort to get it changed.
You had women who had been out marching against Ireland's abortion laws back in the 80s, and they were now out marching again, and they were bringing their teenage daughters with them, and nothing had changed. I think it was the absolute level of frustration.
In August of this year, I found out that I was pregnant. I didn't have the money to go to England. I also didn't want the child. I didn't see why I should be forced to carry a child that I didn't want. I was in no position to support a child. I didn't have the money to go to England. I ended up ordering pills off the internet to have an abortion. What is scary about it is the fact that you can't really go to a medical professional and tell them, I've taken these pills, I induced a miscarriage, I had an abortion, because technically I am standing here before you and I could face life in prison.
I remember the X case. It's sad that it has to take a death for something to happen, you know. It's always the way in this country. Something tragic has to happen before anything is done.
So never again has been charged.
Never again is definitely, yeah, I think it's enough anger now.
An underlying anger there. And people are here just because they want to do something, because they think they have to make a difference.
It's been exactly a year since we were making the horrible decision of that we had to leave our own country to go to England to seek an interruption of our pregnancy. The worst thing about it was first finding that our child was not going to survive outside the womb. Secondly, realizing that actually in Ireland that's considered an abortion and that is against the law. The only other choice we were faced with is a continuing her pregnancy, going to work, carrying on her everyday life, and people asking, when is the baby due? How are things? It's great. No, it's not great. Our baby is not going to survive outside the womb. The best thing we could have done for our child was to go and end our life in a humane way, not to have her born and then suffer and die in a hospital in Ireland after a prolonged pregnancy.
And thanks to the additional reporting there by Naomi Lenehan, and also Siobhan O'Connell there commented about the international media spotlight and on Ireland and how sad it is and how the story will run and run, and it's just continuing as the hours progress, and hopefully all these different reports and these different investigations will come out sooner rather than later.